Hello, you're listening to Thorny Thoughts. I'm your host, Hawthorne. This is an audio diary documenting my Saturn return, as well as a place to ramble about witchcraft, queerness, farming, whiteness, disability, and a whole lot more. Okay, we're doing it. Hello, and welcome to take two of Thorny Thoughts episode 9, which was supposed to be for the, what was it, a full moon in Sagittarius, which was also during a Mercury retrograde shadow, so our recording got completely messed up. So I'm here again today with Myr. In person. Hello, Myr. How are you?
Hello, Hawthorne. I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Feeling goofy. Feeling good.
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm glad you can devote 3 more hours of your life to this episode.
Of course. I'm happy to talk astrology and bodies and whatever the else heck comes up.
Yeah, like planetary bodies, right?
Yes, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Planetary bodies. Celestial bodies and happenings. microbiomes.
Yeah, so yeah, when we attempted this, it was, I feel like, weirdly formal, like I'm narrating even though you're right in front of me. This is very weird to do in person. Yeah, it was that full moon in Sagittarius, which is also a lunar eclipse on that Sag Gem axis, and I think we talked a bit about that. We also talked about the fact that my top surgery is coming up and I'm freaking out and losing my damn mind. So anyway, Myr, the lovely human being, is here to chat astrology with us and really, really dive into some depths with some good, beautiful charts, because you have some fancy software that you can look into my soul with. So
Soul software. Yes, I'm happy to be here. For, I don't know if this is the right word, for posterity, my big three are Libra Sun, Aquarius Moon, and Libra Rising.
Got a double Libra. I don't know if it's posterity so much as just letting folks know what they're getting into.
Yes.
And as a reminder, your lovely host is Scorpio Sun, Cancer Rising, Leo Moon. Full of feelings. I'm always full of feelings.
Yes, it's beautiful. You feel so I don't have to. Just kidding. I promise I can feel things. It just takes like 7 to 10 business days.
Just don't ask them to make a decision. That will take 7 to 10 business months.
Yes, 7 to 10. It depends. Sometimes I feel like my decision making process, if it has to do with other people, I'm trying to like look at every single possible angle before. Even if it does not make sense to do that, like choosing a direction to drive in as you're at the crossroads.
Oh my God. But you literally did to me.
Which I have, yes, subjected Hawthorne to my decision-making process literally at a crossroads on a highway. The right decision was made, but it was made in a moment of
panic. Just sheer panic.
Which is not the best way to make decisions.
But it happened.
So that's just like a little microcosm. But
that sounds like me debating whether or not to cancel surgery next week.
See? There you go.
Panic about it.
Yeah. Exactly.
So were this our original recording date, I would be like, what should we expect from this eclipse? But I guess we can more say what happened on this eclipse, and also Mercury retrograde time. What's going on, Myr? Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so the eclipse happened exactly on my north node. Nice. Like the exact degree. And so I was like, I wonder what's going to happen with that. So it's a little bit more context, because I feel like it had to do more with Venus and my interpersonal relationships than anything else, because my nodal axis is squaring Venus. And so it was just a lot of figuring out my values in a way, too, which is also a Venus kind of thing, and just realizing where I had been kind of spiritual bypassing in a way. And it's just like, because I do these like morning affirmations, because it helps to just say words. I like words a lot and it helps me like frame my day. But I was like, I'm saying things that I know I'm not feeling, or like I know that intellectually I know that this is what I should, who I should be and what I should be doing, but was not letting it land in my body. And I feel like that's very problematic, and you can't really change that way at all.
Like, there's faking it till you make it, and then there's like, I know I'm lying right now.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we were just chatting about how that Sagittarius Gemini axis is all like sorting the bullshit out and clarifying real truths. That totally fits. I love that. Sorry, I just pulled up my chart. I know our nodes are close, but not exact.
Yes. Oh yeah, I have your chart up
this
too.
This has too
on
many
here,
lines on it.
If you want,
that has even more lines. Yeah, sorry, my table is very cluttered.
No, it's okay.
My life is cluttered. Is that me?
That's you. I can even take away that. I also have a bunch of asteroids in here that do not need to be in here.
I love the asteroids. We might get into that later too.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't. Let's see. Remind me of what my big squares on the nodes are.
Okay. So you're at 21. I don't know if you have, oh wait, Chiron squares and
Chiron, baby.
Yeah.
And Leo. That's interesting.
So you need to integrate Chiron into your life in this lifetime.
It's been a big process.
Yeah.
Especially in my second house with my freaking moon.
Yeah.
I hate it.
That co-presence.
Yeah. That's good podcast content, is weird grumbling.
I feel like that's kind of what also the eclipse has been, is weird noises.
Oh,
I've definitely been making a lot of weird noises.
Okay, yes, definitely. But also, like, I think I learned this last year, like, eclipses are just... Well, yeah, me and Leah were talking about this. Oh my god, yeah, happy 6th anniversary to my podcast, or 6 month. Wow, I can't make words. Because Leah and I started this on, like, a Gemini-Sagittarius eclipse in November or December last year. So... yeah, definitely been talking about, like, eclipses in general and how fuzzy and weird they are. And, like, yeah, Chani's right. Like, just don't, just plan to not do anything. There's also an aspect to my, this chart says there's an aspect to my moon. I don't know how much I believe that.
From the nodes? Let's see.
Sesquicentesquare,
whatever.
I can't do math, Mer.
Technically, I could just pull this up.
How dare you?
And cheat, but...
cheat sheet.
Oh, God. I don't... okay. That's how you're gonna be. I need to make it small first. So the moon... okay, yeah, I'm using my super fancy Astro Gold software.
Shout out to Astro Gold, sponsor of the pod.
Right?
The pod.
Please?
That makes no money.
Yeah, Sesquicentesquare... the north node. Sometimes. Oh, do you want to read it?
Since it's sesquicentesquare. Medium influence. Sometimes you learn your life lessons the hard way. The good news is that you learn from experience and incorporate these lessons. That's true. I do. I learn a lot of lessons a lot, and it's very stressful, and I hate it. Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I feel like we were talking about your nodes and I got off
my
topic.
Well, we have the same nodal axis, so...
not the same degree.
That's true. But I guess I'll do, like, a mini story about Mercury retrograde.
Yes.
Shout out to Mercury. Maybe is now a good time to do my...
oh, yeah, you wanted to start your hymn.
Yeah, I'm gonna... okay, because I love Mercury so much and you're the best, I'm gonna read the Orphic Hymn to Mercury, translated by Sarah Leanne Mastros. And I'm going to find it really quick because, of course, I didn't find it beforehand. And there's, like, three different versions in here. Okay. But one of my big accomplishments over the weekend was getting, like, four people together on a roof and just shouting this poem at the sky together, which felt really powerful.
How even of you. I'm so proud.
Oh, it was fun. So now I'm going to shout it on the airwaves. So, yeah, this... it's Hermes, but it's also Mercury, because they're the same for this sort of thing. All right. I sing of high Hermes, beloved worker of wonder, first of the Pleiades conceived when she dreamed of bright thunder. all-powerful game master, lord of the dead, true-thinking foreteller of what lies ahead, code-cracking con artist, jailbreaking the shibboleth, which I don't know if I'm pronouncing that wrong, which Mercury loves when people pronounce things wrong, because trickster. That's not part of the poem. Killed peacock-eyed Argos when you bored him to death. Winged, sandaled human friend, fast philanthropic prophet, rejoicing in racers and instructing pickpockets. You spin hermeneutics like you're spitting hot rhymes. You're the father of fraud, rearing up lies. But that same trickster offers genuine peace. Blameless, irreproachable, machine of surcease. Carusian luckbringer, blessed, loquacious one, comrade of the worker and those under the gun. Employing clever rhetoric, venerable friend, pray for your initiates when our lifetimes end. Boast about our work in our charismatic rhymes. Memorialize our memories for future lifetimes.
Okay, that was pretty rad. Like, yeah, I was like, okay, this is going to be a very dry camp. Spitting rhyme.
Yes.
Amazing translation. Amazing.
Yes. I definitely like her translations because adding some like new stuff that makes more sense for these days.
Now, remind me, was Mercury Hermes the figure you were talking about previously being kind of androgynous?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Historically, yeah, Mercury did not have a gender. And astrologically, yeah, it kind of like, I don't know, I don't even know if I want to get into this because I can't fully explain it. Talking about sect, S-E-C-T, S-E-C-T, yeah, talking about sect.
Baby.
Because like, Mercury kind of just like chooses, okay, I can't talk about this, but if you feel like looking up sect, do that, because I don't feel like explaining it right now, and I don't have the capabilities at this moment.
I believe in you.
But, yeah, Mercury is, like, gender fluid, gender queer, historically, which is neat.
That is neat. And I will not say specific names, because that usually results in troublesomeness in my house, but that I do get a lot of similar vibes from that hymn. I haven't actually researched Mercury a lot as a figure, but to a certain Germanic figure who's also a little bit queer and kind of a trickster.
Oh.
I think our listeners can figure that out quite easily, but mm-hmm. I will not
say the name. Oh yeah, so do you not say names of like certain deities because you don't want to invoke them? Is that like the...
I've had a couple of occurrences that, yeah, I try not to personally invoke too many things. Although in certain conversations it just happens, or like especially when you're talking about planets, it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I've not had issues with that.
That is fair. Yeah. And then here I am like, oh yeah, let's go on the roof and like shout out to a god. It's like, okay,
yeah,
but yeah, I guess it's slightly different because it's a planetary body, even though they...
I
have no idea.
Also, just like everybody has their own taboos.
That's true.
And yeah. Yeah.
That feels very Pluto and Scorpio. Like that acknowledgement. Especially you, because you have Sun-Pluto conjunction.
I do. Where's your Pluto? Is that not a generational thing?
It is. Yeah. I have Pluto in my second house.
Oh, God.
I can open up. We can do friend synastry.
Frenistry?
Frenistry.
Defrenistration.
I mean, you might want to.
Uh-oh.
It looks like we want to.
It looks like we want to murder each other.
So mine's on the outside.
Where's that Pluto?
Here's my Plute.
In 23 degrees Scorpio, and mine is, yeah, 22.55.
Yep. So
very close.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do have that, the sun there, and my part of fortune.
Ooh, yes.
What's that other little guy?
That's... Okay, I don't know if I'm pronouncing your name right. It's also a god to invoke. Hecate?
Oh, like Hecate?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I've heard the name pronounced Hecate.
Oh my god, I didn't realize that was an asteroid.
Mm-hmm.
And she's right there with
mm-hmm.
Pluto. Oh my god.
What are Powerful. You just...
Like, yeah, okay, this bitch is a witch. All right, mm-hmm. We get it. Like, just keep beating it into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that Scorpio is yellow on this software, because I do not associate yellow with Scorpio at all.
Yeah, it is kind of strange. Yeah, no, Libra is green, which feels kind of weird.
But like, yeah,
oh, because it's the cardinal, that's why. And all the fixed are
okay.
yellow.
So I'm like, okay. Taurus is yellow, and that's not an Earth. Okay, we figured it out, guys. Don't worry. Oh gosh, and you have your part of fortune and moon and everything over in Aquarius.
Yeah.
And oh, look at all that Aquarian nonsense.
I know.
Love it. That's so funny though, especially in the fifth house, because I have tried to be a professional witch, and it does not work out because I don't do the new age bullshit, and I suck at being an Instagram business person and influencer. It's exhausting. I'm like, I just won't do it.
It's not fun. I like the old model of someone comes to your house, someone has to hike 50 miles to get to your house.
That's what I want. God, I was telling you about that house I was just viewing, which like looks like a witch's cottage, and yeah, it's kind of at the top of the hill. I'm reconsidering it now. But yeah, no, I'm like, I just kind of want to be like known in the neighborhood as that guy who does the herb stuff, and you know, a little extra once in a while.
Yeah, I have the exact same goal. I was like, I want to be neighborhood. I don't know if warlock is, I don't even know what that means.
I actually have a great friend who, the term warlock traditionally means oathbreaker in Scots English. But he literally has a blog called Reclaiming Warlock. So shout out to that friend who I will not name here because he's not consented to it, but you know who you are. Warlock is like, there'll be some people like, don't call yourself a warlock. It doesn't mean a real, I'm like, nothing means anything.
That's
it's
true.
The 21st century. Do whatever the fuck you want. Except for don't be a jerk.
So. Yes.
But yes.
Yes.
Amazing. So, We talked about the eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about Mercury retrograde. Where we started.
Yes. I want to bring up my Mercury retrograde story because it was really funny.
Yeah.
Sort of. I don't even know. I had this Instagram live show that I was going to play some music on, and my phone did not want me to be on it because all of my apps slowly have stopped working. And so I used my mom's phone, and her phone was at 20%. So it was at risk of dying at any moment during the show. And then my amp did not work. And then I just kind of like gave in and went with the flow. I was like, all right, Mercury wants me to just like use what I have right now and be okay with it. I guess it's not that funny, but at the time it just felt really dramatic because I was like, I have to do the show, and I also wasn't very prepared for it either. So I was like pulling stuff out of my booty hole.
And you're literally like live trying to solve this problem.
Yes.
Did you end up doing like just acoustic or
my mic worked with the amp, but not my little banjolele. My little like instrument, but so I guess it wasn't that funny, but I guess that's like Mercury retrograde sort of thing. Even though I'm invoking Mercury as much as I can, I probably could have done more to prepare.
I was gonna ask, what does Mercury, like what kind of gifts should I be putting out right now?
I don't know. I guess the first thing is like writing.
We're making words.
What we're doing right now, like speaking aloud, I feel like reading aloud. I'm trying to think. I guess like little like, I guess I'm thinking about that poem I just read, like something that you have pickpocketed.
I love that.
Something you've stolen from the store, something like that.
So if you're listening to this right now, a small sabotage in honor of Mercury.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, thank you. Then I don't have my notes on me right now because I'm a ding dong, but I know we also have another eclipse coming up on the new moon. Do you have a chart for that?
Let's make one really quick.
Is there a chart for that?
There is now. and that'll be in Gemini.
Yes. Gemini.
Gem. And that's on the 11th. 10th? Yes. Or the 11th?
I think it's the 11th. I think it's like in the middle of the day. I could be wrong.
I'm just going to put a new chart for a place. We are in... I'm not going to say where we are. I almost said where we were.
We're in Madison.
Yeah, we're in Madison, Wisconsin. I'll put it as Madison, actually, just because.
We are at this number on Elm Street. Murr is announcing to the world.
We are at 1234 Street. Okay, what am I looking at here, friends?
We have Mer-types asthma on today's podcast.
Wait, would you? Oh, I was like,
ASMR.
wait. Yeah, asthma. Okay, I
Sorry,
like that.
I don't say ASMR a lot.
No, it's okay. I like it. I'm also realizing how many words have mer in them.
You're everywhere.
Like merge. I can't think of it. That's just, I was like, oh yeah. I guess murder is another one, but I'm not trying to exactly go for that. Let's see, where in the hell dot com.
That's a good question.
So
6 a.m.
this isn't like exact. I'll do some minutes. If I was slightly more prepared, but that's why we love.
This is live, baby.
Yes. Oh, in
That was
fact,
way too
actually, I
far.
think it is on. Okay.
On the 10th, technically.
Yes. All right. Going back.
So many
This
clickety
is
clicks.
so interesting for a
I know, y'all are just
podcast.
loving this content.
I would totally do like an ASMR with like clicking and typing noises because I feel like it is super calming.
Oh my God.
Is it going to be a 19 degree? I guess so.
Yeah,
Yeah.
19,
Wow. Okay.
47-ish.
Yeah. So that's about like
6 a.m.
5:51 a.m.
Okay, so it is, oh, it's in the morning. So what are we opposing right there? Who is that guy?
Oh, this is Urania, who is the goddess of astrology.
Amazing.
But that's it. So that's 19. So that's like loose opposition there. And then the descendant of the world at the time. And
What's
then Juno.
Oh, Juno. We were just talking about you, Juno. Hi,
Juno. What's up,
girl.
Juno?
How's it going?
Juno and Sag.
And the south node
Yep, in the south node.
of the moons.
Yes.
Oh, everything is in Gemini. 2021 is ridiculous. The planets just keep chasing each other through the signs.
Oh, Pan.
Man.
yeah, asteroid Pan is on here.
I like that. I did not realize how many asteroids were named and tracked in astrology.
Oh yeah, there's so many. And like if you go to like astro.com, like you can literally like find any name. Like there's a Murray asteroid.
Oh, those are like the ones like named after people. Amazing.
And sometimes they match up with things.
So we have a square to Uranus and a square to Vesta. And then there's also coming up like on the 14th is a, oh, what is it? I think it's a Saturn Uranus square. Oh my God, Mer, get it together.
Yeah, we should also note that I'm pretty new to the software. Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez. This is some great content. Where did it go?
Visual medium.
There. Saturn.
Saturn is at 13. What are we talking about? Squaring Uranus. Or not
Or.
square. Oh, Uranus 13. Ooh, yeah, you're
Oh,
right.
yeah. Yep.
It's a square. Saturn Uranus square.
So that's a rough one. The past few we've had of those, there's like a series of Saturn Uranus squares as Saturn has been retrograding and progressing. It's been really obnoxious. It's always like some big political thing that goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yep.
That's also the first day of some new things in this household. It'll be
Oh.
interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's bound to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It can't not be
This is
interesting.
like the day I go back to work after surgery. So it's just like, oh my God, what
Oh.
does that mean? What does it mean?
Some structural changes of some sort.
Who
I don't
knows? That's
know.
all that happens is structural changes at my job. It's so annoying. Okay, so sorry, I got distracted. But can we go back to the new moon easily?
Yes.
Or
You're like.
I know. Should we click some more? Should
I'm
I have some
gonna
more
edit.
clickies?
Okay, it's the 10th,
It
yes.
is the 10th at 6 a.m. or whatever.
5:51. Yeah, so here's the new moon
Okay, thank you.
eclipse.
So you see anything exciting there besides that square?
I mean, I guess I was gonna say Mercury's in retrograde still till July 11th, so that'll be fun for a while.
How does the shadow go all the way till July 11th? That's so annoying.
And then oh yeah, you're having your Mars return, I think, exactly on that day, which is
What?
fun. Are you at 29? Oh,
26.
26, JK.
So
You will
close.
have had it.
Okay, yeah, my Mars return is like happening. That might be on the second. I don't know how quick Mars moves. He's pretty fast.
Yeah.
So So yeah, what are you looking for at this new moon? Is all this
Honestly,
Gemini crap?
I know. And that's like, yeah, that's like playing around with our south node sort of thing, because
Oh
our
my
south node
God,
is in
it
Gemini.
is. I keep forgetting about the nodes.
I know. I nodes. I'm sorry. What do you're at 21?
My south node? Yeah, 21, or no.
So
Yeah, 2145 is my north node in Sag.
yeah, this new moon is gonna be right on your south node, like a few degrees away.
So, is that like a lot of bullshit or a lot of clarity?
Honestly, it's up to you.
Oh no, Mer.
Just kidding.
That's
I know
troublesome
this.
because I love bullshit. I live for the drama, honestly.
I mean, it could be like an indicator of anything. It could be an indicator of anything. No, that's super vague. I'm being incredibly vague.
Today was vaguely fortuitous.
Yeah, right? I mean, it could be things that you've forgotten about or coming back to you, or maybe kind of like reassessing things from the past, or reassessing things that you're super familiar with, maybe.
Interesting.
Especially because, yeah, both the luminaries are there. It feels kind of like something is happening. It's in Gemini, South Node.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. At least I've been paying a little bit more attention to like moon crap, which I try not to get too attached to because it feels really cis of me. But I always feel like the full moons are just like, oh my God, like you're loud and also I'm very confused. And new moons are like, sometimes there's too much going on and I have to hide, but sometimes there is a little more clarity, which is weird because they're the dark ones.
Yeah, but it's like easier to, it's like, yeah, more breathing room.
Yeah. That's like been a whole, I don't know what astrologically it is for me, but like the last 2 to 4 months, I have just been trying to shave things off my dance card. Like I have too much crap on my plate. I'm just canceling literally everything because with this surgery coming up, I'm like, I'm taking off work. I'm canceling all my volunteering. So like that is my lesson apparently right now is just not doing everything and not being a busybody and trying to run all the damn projects. So I'll probably start volunteering from my bed somehow on the computer. So it'll be very annoying. Oh,
Oh yeah, I put your
you have
chart
me
with
and
the new moon.
the new moon. We can also do you. This is not just the Hawthorne show.
The Hawthorne Show.
And we got Mercury right there.
Yes, Mercury's right on your south node, so you might have to redo something. Or
Oh yeah, because they're still retrograde.
yes.
I don't like redoing.
Or just like
It makes me
double
nervous.
checking.
Makes me nervous
Double
about
checking.
surgery.
Yeah. Not the best indicator.
I don't know. It's in Gemini. If it was in like Capricorn, I would be a bit more concerned about physical things. This feels really like I just have to keep restating an idea or something.
Oh, yeah, it could be kind of like the panic, like revisiting the panic
I don't want to revisit
sort of
panic.
thing.
No. This is the day of my post-op appointment. Like,
Yes.
I don't like
Oh,
that.
I see. I forgot that this is the I was just talking about Mercury retrograde in general, which might be like bringing up the old nervousness kind of thing about
Maybe,
it.
maybe. If I cry, I'm gonna blame you. Personally.
Okay, if you cry, blame the moon in
Oh
Pisces.
God, I will. Oh no. Okay, what's this? Who's that? There's so
I
many
have to click
asteroids
on
on
it.
here. It's not working.
Eris.
In Aries. I have not seen that symbol for Eris before. Weird. Alrighty.
But
So yeah,
might be a paperwork thing.
Ugh. Hopefully not insurance crap, but
Yeah.
we'll see. So I think if you are cool with this, you said you had noticed some. Oh my God, don't do that.
I just wiggled my eyebrows.
You said you had noticed some interesting parallels between your
Oh, yeah.
date and my date.
All right. Let me bring that up. Hawthorne's. Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
Me and my surgery.
Hawthorne surgery, Mer surgery.
I was not to like blast your news on the internet, but I was really psyched when I found out that Mer had gone to the same doctor that I'm going to. So
Yeah.
that's exciting.
The best doctor.
Those moons. Look at those moons. Oh, I haven't put our surgeries together like this yet. Okay. What the heck am I looking at now?
This, like, the moon is like 1 degree apart in Pisces.
Or 10 degrees.
Like, I can't do math. I am very gay.
But still, yes. Technically, yes.
Pretty close.
It's technically conjunct.
Is that Mercury? Or no, that's Pluto.
Yep.
I get them mixed up.
Yep. Yeah. Pluto has been in Capricorn for a while. Pluto's like extremely slow, so it makes sense.
He lives there. Let's see. We have Hecate and Vesta here hanging out, being buddies. Okay, but like she's in retrograde. Hecate is in retrograde. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't really know what any of these asteroids mean other than it's just fun extra sprinklings.
Amazing.
But okay, what did I write down? I'm gonna like...
You have notes. I'm so proud of you.
Okay, so we both had a mutable rising chart, whereas this chart, this is a noon chart. This is not the exact time, so anything subject to change. Or so... Your chart, Hawthorne, is a Virgo rising chart, and mine was a Gemini rising chart. Mm-hmm. And the traditional ruler of both of those is Jupiter. And Jupiter is in domicile for both of our charts. So Jupiter is in Pisces.
I was going to say, which one's your the chart. Domicile?
It's at home. Where the heck is... Yeah, so Jupiter's currently in Pisces. It doesn't show... Oh, wait, yeah, it should show on here, actually. And Jupiter was in Sagittarius during my surgery.
So it likes both of those.
Yeah, so I feel like I should say why I point out the moon. That's, like, kind of where you look for, like, bodily type stuff for, like, electional. I should also say I am not an electional astrologer. I have not been trained in this. This is, like, just what I'm, like, reading on the internet or I've learned from podcasts. But I hope to, like, learn more about that and actually have deeper insight someday. That's kind of, like, a goal. But yeah, so both mutable risings. Yeah, so looking at the moon, we both had moon in Pisces with a suitable... My note is, a moon in Pisces with a suitable Jupiter situation.
Suitable situation.
Our fifth houses were both filled with our respective stelliums.
Stellii.
Stellii.
How do you know where my fifth house is here?
House.
Where's your fifth house?
Well, okay, this is weird because this is our surgery charts. It's not our natal.
Oh, I'm confused.
So it's different because this is just the chart of the respective days.
So how do you know where my stellium is here?
Okay, so yours is the inner.
Oh, yeah, I have a Capricorn stellium.
Yes.
Okay, I'm smart.
And so where the heck? Mm-hmm. So wherever. Yeah. So it's in the fifth house. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Yes. So all of your Capricorn, like personal, some personal, and then, yeah, your, wait, which is it? Let me look. Oh, Venus. Yes.
Yeah. Venus and Mercury and, no, Venus, Uranus, and Neptune.
Yes.
I can't. I just invoked Mercury.
Yeah, I know.
For no reason.
Mercury. Oh my gosh. Mercury wants to be in the conversation. All right. What's Mercury doing?
Let's see. Started this in my home.
I know. What are they up to? So, Mercury is your chart ruler, and it's retrograde in Gemini.
I hate that. I hate that.
Which is not the best. It's very powerful.
Be sitting in the lobby for 4 hours while they try to run paperwork or something.
Yeah, it might be that. But I feel really good about the moon being...
I always feel good about the moon. Is.
Yes.
Did you know that the moon is a trans lesbian and she loves you?
Oh, good. Yeah, good.
I was going to say, Chiron is pretty close, but I don't know how slow he moves.
Yeah, Chiron's been in Aries for a while.
That's so much.
TBH. Ripping through my seventh house and causing havoc.
That's hot.
It can be, but at the same time, it's just more painful burning. Burning sensations. Burning sensations.
I think you have a cream for that.
Chiron cream. Cream of Chiron.
No!
Cream of Chiron soup.
Okay, so your stellium is...
So, yeah, we both had, like, our, kind of important planets in the fifth house, and I feel like that's a pretty good sign for this, because like it's like, bringing out the pleasure.
But what about the sixth house, as far as, like, healthy stuff?
Yes, so...
Saturn.
So in this chart, your Saturn's in the sixth, which isn't, like...
The worst.
And it's returning, too, so it's kind of, like...
Yes, it's retrograding back to your natal placement. So like, Saturn's checking in.
But like, what limits am I going to learn about during this process? I don't want to learn about any limits. I just want to heal up and be chill. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's me being on bed rest for 2 weeks.
Ooh. Yeah, Saturn's like, take a nap. This is a perfect time. Oh, something? Okay, so I have like notes about your chart itself that felt like it. So I'm going to remove my surgery. Hawthorne surgery. Okay, I have to add in your chart.
This is great audio content. I don't even care. I love this. I will listen to a podcast of like someone trying to find the cord to their laptop, and it's great to me.
Yes.
So me compared to my natal, I have way too much in Capricorn.
Cappy cap.
What is wrong with me?
So your sun is on the IC of the surgery chart.
What does that mean, Mer?
So I've only heard it described with friendships. So it means like, basically like, how this person was describing it is like, this person just gets me, understands me, we can laugh for hours, and I feel safe. It's like this, like, safety feeling, like, immediately.
I feel like, it's like that's the bottom of the chart. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's always kind of, like, slightly negative in my brain for some reason. Even though it's supposed to be, like, fourth house, it's like, it's home. It's your mm-hmm. base, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's just me being bottomist.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I was going to, like, try to say some pithy comment about bottoms, but we do not bottom shame in this house.
All right. Or maybe not in your house.
Oh, yeah, this is your house. my house, that is my body.
And, like, okay, so we have a nodal. The nodes are close.
Yes. Let's see.
What are these nodes up to?
Yeah, so the south node. Your south node is in the 10th house, mm-hmm. the most public part.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I see all these cappies.
Why do I have so much in Capricorn?
The cappies are in your 5th.
I don't feel grounded at
all. Along with Pluto. Well, probably because this Neptune-Uranus conjunction.
Oh my god.
I feel like it's kind of hard to feel
and the descendant
grounded with that.
Who's the trine? Diamond.
Who's this? This is Pallas Athena.
Pallas, I always forget Pallas.
Yeah.
And Pan.
And Pan.
You Pan.
Okay,
I got distracted again.
Okay, let's see. I'm gonna see my notes.
Like, check it out. Where's Chiron in the surgery chart? I forgot.
Oh, yeah, Chiron's in Aries, so.
Oh, yeah. So, like. Is that square?
Hawthorne is out.
Hawthorne. What? I left. I'm no longer in the room. Mer knocked me out.
I'm looking at the outer ring and the inner ring. Yeah, this is like, this would definitely be. Okay. So, what am I, where's my brain?
12, 23. So not quite square. Or trine? I don't know how math works.
Okay, so it's both fire. It would be trine if it was. And it's not quite trine. It's like barely.
But they're both in fire signs.
Yep.
That seems okay to me.
Mm-hmm.
I distracted you from looking at your notes.
No, it's okay. We're like both looking at the same screen, so I'm like, let's see, what in the heck? What in the heaven and heck?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, the moon is going to be, the moon in Pisces is square Juno and also square the sun.
That sounds, oh my god, you put moon equals breasts in quotation marks. You bastard.
I mean, I wasn't going to say that, but moon does rule the quote-unquote breasts.
I mean, you're not wrong.
The titas.
I don't know if we ever specified on this recording.
Oh.
This is the titas deletus procedure. So yes, the moon is squaring what now?
Is squaring Gemini. The sun in Gemini.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it'll be like the last quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And then something that feels like literal is Mars. Yeah, well, your Mars return, but, like, yeah, Mars entering your first house. Mars is, like, a cutting, surgical planet.
That's hilarious. Aquarius.
So you're literally, and it's Mars in Cancer, so it's like literally cutting your.
My Mars is at home in Cancer, and my moon is super close, but it is actually in Leo. I was like, if my moon was in Cancer, first of all, I'd be even more of a crybaby bitch than I am. But that would be a hilarious. But you're kidding. My moon is Leo.
Leo, ruled by the sun.
Rawr. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Ruled by the sun in Scorp, Scorp.
Scorpy Dorp.
Scorpadoodle Dandy.
This is why I record over the phone. This is hot nonsense.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here's the sun. Here's the moon. I'm losing my fucking mind.
Here's the sun. There's the moon.
Oh, yeah. And then the sun is going to be... Or no, that's my natal sun.
That's your nate.
What? Don't say nate, you weirdo. Christ.
Natalia.
On that descendant. Okay. So, like, yeah. So, like, overall, I'm getting, like, physically secure, pretty chill vibes with maybe some, like, communication or paperwork struggles. And then, well, this is, I guess this is noon, so the sun would be close to midheaven, but the part of fortune is right there, which I don't know if it means anything for the event.
Ooh. But... Let's see. Yeah, part of fortune is right on the north node. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's feels auspicious, along with the sun. The sun's all right on the north.
Well, it would be at noon, but it's going to move.
Oh, that's true.
Although not that much, because this is like, I can't make words out of humor. I can't even look at you. So the moon is pretty solidly in Pisces. Do you think if the procedure is scheduled for like 8 or like 4 p.m., is that going to shift at all?
Well, I can check. But it might take a while. Just kidding.
Don't do that one.
I know.
Do that one.
I'm going to remove this. And what I'm going to do here is just some magic. It's not even magic.
I'm looking.
Gosh darn it. I'm just making a whole new chart because I cannot be trusted here.
What? Why would you do that?
8 p.m. or 8 a.m.?
A.m. I don't think they'd do it at 8 p.m. I don't think the hospital would stay open.
I already forgot what time. Okay.
I'm gonna throw you in the dumpster.
chart one. I think it would still be moon in Pisces, but it'd still be solidly moon in Pisces.
Yeah, because it was like right in the middle of that.
But it would be a Cancer rising.
Oh God, you're killing me.
Sorry.
But
I got excited. So what I like did some like quick googling about like what to look for in a surgery chart for astrology, and mutable is good for exploratory surgery. Fixed is good for really minute kind of things. And cardinal is a really quick surgery.
So the other one
is exploratory?
No. The noon chart.
Oh, yes.
What was that? Was Pisces?
No, it was, it was mutable. It was Virgo.
Virgo. So that's exploratory.
Yeah, but I also had that too, so.
Okay, so like, but we know what's happening.
Yes.
That's the thing. But that would be neat if it was Cancer rising. That'd be funny.
I know. It would be like, oh, hey, look.
So like, okay, can you do that, like the 1 hour thing?
Yes.
And see when the rising would change?
Yes.
Click.
Clicky. Click.
Oh, 10 a.m.
Leo rising doesn't be that bad.
Okay.
It's good for fixed.
So, okay, the houses are about 2 hours long. Yeah. So it could pretty much be anywhere from like a Cancer to a. You're moving too quick. My brain stopped working.
to
like an Aries, maybe.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Let me go forward because it could be in the aft. The aft. I mean afternoon.
In the aft.
Oh, we could have Libra.
Oh, I'm going
rising.
The wrong direction. Libra or Scorpio probably. I don't think it'll be any later than 4. I hope. I don't know how surgery works. Scorpio.
Scorpidorp.
I need to stop.
8 p.m. Sag rising.
It's not going to be at 8 p.m. No one does that.
There'd be some, like, pissed off doctors, I imagine.
Okay, like, surgeons only work, like, 5 hours a day, I assume, because they're so fancy.
Yeah.
I'm making a lot of assumptions. I don't know how surgery works. I watched a lot of Scrubs.
Oh, yeah. That explains it. They sing.
They do. They sing about things.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like we have. Do we have anything else to say about this chart? Are we beating it to death?
We might be, but let me see, like, if anything is... I guess, so your natal moon, well, in the 12th, in the noon chart, your mm-hmm. natal moon would be in the 12th house, which, like, can indicate hospitals sometimes, so mm-hmm. that's, like, really obvious mm-hmm. delineation. Also a place of, like, healing and stuff like that. Knowing you won't be able to, like, see your body for a little while as you're getting surgery mm-hmm. sort of thing.
And, like, being bundled up for a week.
Yeah.
So, that would, yeah, that would make sense.
So is that. But I think that's...
Yeah. That's well, like, the houses are going to change so much. So, I'll let you know what my actual time is whenever I find out.
Yes.
It's like the day before. The day before. That is mm-hmm. stressful.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know if I'm going to be allowed to eat dinner or if I'll just be lazy until 2 p.m. the next day. Nobody knows.
Yep.
Oh, well. Well, thank you.
Yes, it's a beautiful, of course.
It's a beautiful overview.
I know. I'm like, I don't know if any of this translated to audio, but...
It's fine.
It'll be okay.
This is good content. We are hilarious. That's all that matters.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
That's fun.
What else? What else should we talk about, Mer? I feel like you had some stuff that you wanted to chat about in take one that did not make it.
Yeah, I'm trying to even remember.
Was it about nodes?
It might have been. I mean, we could probably talk about our shared nodal axes.
Axi. We also have. Don't we have, like, a lot of Aquarius going on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we could talk about our... This, you know, this is, like, a Saturn return diary, so we could get into you. Saturn return
you
stuff.
You did it. That was the whole... I was missing the whole yeah. thing. This is literally a Saturn return diary. Mer and I are Saturn buddies, although theirs is a little bit later than mine, so they're going to go be a goat herd, like a yeah. nerd. What a Saturn return to have.
Honestly, it's incredibly, like, okay, so let me get into perfection years really quickly.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I have never understood perfection years, but I'm like, what happened in 2014?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I am in a Saturn year. Okay, so perfection years, basically, each year of your life represents a different house. Do you have internet? Do you have internet
here? I don't. We live too far out in the country. Sorry. That is our internet.
I might be able to... I might have one on my phone. Well, I won't... Everyone at home, Google perfection chart. Basically, so I'm 27, so that means I'm in a fourth house perfection year.
How did you do math that quickly?
I just know. I just, like, know because I've looked it up. There's 12 signs, so it's, like, every 12 years you're in a...
Got it.
...different thing.
Where does it start, though? Does it start on your ascendant?
Yes.
I just guessed and I was right. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, starting from your ascendant. Okay. Yeah, 12-year cycles for the whole thing.
So, if my ascendant is Cancer. So,
how old are you?
I'm 28.
So, you're in a fifth house perfection year.
That one.
Mm-hmm. How old are you? It sounded kind of snarky. I feel like I said that.
I'm old.
I
feel like you should be making more art then.
Okay, so fifth house perfection is, like, what I've heard is kind of, like, figuring out what you like. And that could be, like romantically. It could be, like, anything. Yeah, just figuring out what you like, what brings you pleasure.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have to be, you know, that way. But it can be. It very well can be, because why not?
I mean, it's quarantine.
Yeah. It is quarantine.
Quarantino. So you were talking about your perfections.
Yes, I'm like, okay, yes. So it's a Libra trait to talk about the other person.
Also, instead. I'm just a selfish bastard.
You are Leo Moon Star.
I did it again. See, I made it about me. Tell me about your perfection, Mer.
So I'm in fourth house perfection year, and my fourth house is ruled by Capricorn, and Capricorn is a goat. A sea goat, but still.
It's literally a goat.
But it's literally a goat.
Sorry
so I will
for that
be...
noise.
No, it's okay. So I will be ending out my fourth house perfection here, literally living with goats.
That's amazing.
And it just feels very, like...
I love that for you.
...obvious and wonderful.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Saturn returns, too.
Mm-hmm.
How did... Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, we brought up that. So, and I will be starting my, I'm basically starting my Saturn return. I guess
Yeah.
since it's retrograded, it's giving me a little bit of breathing room
Well, like, it
first.
started in, like, February?
Yeah.
January, February?
Yeah, technically whenever Saturn enters a sign, that's when your Saturn return is. Oh, and I discovered that I'm going through my second Saturn return technically because I have Saturn retrograde natally. And so my first Saturn return was when I was a
Oh.
baby.
Or also, like, didn't it retrograde through Aquarius a little bit in 2020?
It did.
Like, for a hot second?
But for some reason, like, I'm not counting that.
I
Even though.
counted
But
that.
yeah. But because you have an earlier
I
degree,
was
so it makes
triggered as
sense.
fuck.
Yeah.
Like, literally. Also, I have a stupid question.
Oh, yeah.
So, if I'm in a fifth house perfection year, that means it's a Scorpio year.
Yes.
It's time to
And.
get horny.
Horny time.
Horny time. Look, is it horny time?
And also, it's a Mars year, traditionally, in traditional
I think a
astrology,
Scorpio
so
is
you're in a
ruled by
Mars
Mars.
year. Unless you want to do modern rulerships, which is Pluto, which I don't know if you want to be like, I'm in a Pluto year, because that sounds incredibly intense.
I mean,
But you're used to the intense, because you have your Sun Pluto conjunction,
help
so
me.
those
Send help.
planets those planets are kind of merged for you.
Also, my Saturn, I think I said this on the first take. My Saturn is in the eighth house.
Yeah.
So I just keep waiting for death. I
Yes.
keep waiting for death. That's all I got. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, your
So,
chart is the
where's your ascendant?
ruler,
Over here.
my lib.
1, 2, 3, 5. So your Saturn is in your fifth house.
Oh yeah, hey. You're doing astrology math.
I just counted the squares.
Yeah.
I counted the little slices on the screen. Okay, so like, also your nodes are retrograde? Why are
Well,
they red?
I think all nodes. Oh wait, I was gonna say I
Mine
think
aren't.
all nodes are retrograde, but I guess they're not. Yeah, I
Yeah.
guess they are retrograde. I think that's pretty normal.
Okay, they just kind of were all the time.
Yeah.
That was a noise.
Yeah,
Womp. Okay, anyway, so we were going to compare our charts for reasons.
yeah, we were talking about Saturn return stuff.
Saturn, yep.
So, so since my natal Saturn is in my fifth house, a little phrase I've come up with: I need to be more serious about play. I think I literally said this
You
in
did.
exact
You
words,
did.
but I want to.
It's painful to me.
I want to reiterate, because I need to make sense of it.
I'm still listening.
No, it's okay.
I'm just wandering away.
Yes. Brain doing things.
More left to Merlot.
I know, I'm like,
Just
oh,
devolved into
where was I?
spring.
What am I doing here? Brain. So, yeah, we need to be more serious about play, in its many forms.
So what are you? Are you like making a routine about play or something? What are you doing?
I like that tone of voice. I've begun dancing every morning because I'm that kind of
Oh, I want to do
F
that.
word. Can I say the
You
F
can say
word?
the F word. Come on. A fairy.
A friend of the fairies. I'm still like experimenting with the words that I was told I could never say. So,
That's valid. It's like that episode where Peggy teaches sex ed.
oh,
King of the
for
Hill.
yeah,
Yeah.
I don't know if I remember that, but
Happiness. No, she says penis.
oh, that's funny.
Sorry. We did a King of the Hill rewatch last year, so it's still in my brain. Ahem.
Yeah, I think just like taking my creativity more seriously too, because it's apparently incredibly important to my life as a whole. Who knew?
I shouldn't make fun of you because, like, I need to do more art, and I have not been making time for art, and I don't know.
Hey, perfect time, fifth house perfection year to do that. Make time for your dang art.
I guess so. But I'm too busy scrolling Twitter. It's very important.
Yeah,
I got
the
the burps.
endless scroll. I feel like that South Node in Gemini.
Yeah.
Googling everything to a crisp. At least
I,
that's what I
yeah, just like constant research and see, I don't need group crit sessions because I'm constantly in self crit. So like whatever you're gonna hate on about, I know. I understand. I'm terrible. Yeah. But I was gonna say, I feel like we did this before with like the whole Food Not Bombs crew, and we had like a weird Aquarian lineup.
Yes.
But like me and you, it's just it's the Saturns. I don't see much else going on there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I have my moon in Aquarius.
Dork.
I'm one of those.
You have
fools.
So a stellium is just literally any three things in the same sign.
Technically, a stellium is three or more personal planets.
Oh, hang on. We have to. This thing says our maximum recording time is 60 minutes.
Oh, whoops.
So I'm gonna add another segment.
All right.
Okay. Welcome to part two. After a short break to accommodate our technology, what were we talking about, Mer?
You asked me what a stellium was.
Oh yeah, I did.
And a stellium is. Sorry. I'm doing my best, like, Aquarian moon.
Just pretend you're wearing a tweed coat.
Yeah. The stellium is defined as three or more personal planets. Yeah, all conjunct. Or in the same
I've just heard, like, in the same sign house thing.
So, I've been calling your Capricornia a stellium, but it's technically not, but I kind of am just saying it is because it can be.
I have so much in Capricorn. How is it not a stellium? Because they're not all conjunct?
Because they're not all personal. They're not technically personal.
Oh, they're not
Venuses,
the...
but not... The outers aren't personal.
Inner, that's the word I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So do I have any sort of stellium then?
Okay. It is hard with
so
many
things. We added a lot of asteroids.
We just
we got bored.
We felt like being chaotic. Okay, so you're the innie. You're the any belly butt. Belly butt? Okay. I'm sounding really...
Murphy's the one who's not drinking beer right now.
I know, I'm like...
How are you doing? So I have Sappho and Scorpio. Sorry, I'm looking at the asteroids now.
That's so horny. It's the most horny you
Sappho next to Hecate, next to Pluto, next to the sun... Next to my part of fortune. So I feel like I should just become a lesbian porn star.
Oh, yeah. It would be lucrative, maybe. It would be lubrative.
No. No. Where's the bad puns on your chart? Where is this?
That's me. Okay. My nonsense is, let's see. I have Jupiter, Mercury, and Mars all conjunct in the first house, a.k.a. I am... Nonsense.com.
Most Libra. Jupiter, Mercury, and Mars. Yeah, that is just a bunch of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Just like...
In the first house.
No,
it's like, why? Okay.
With your sun and your ascendant. You need to calm down.
Yeah, and I have sun on the ascendant. So
you
I'm like, it's
down.
So much. Oh, yeah. I can't even remember the rest of this.
That's all I got.
Lyricisms.
Remind me what the little anchor is.
That's Eris.
Our heiresses are very close. I don't know how slow she is, though.
Yeah, I think must be relatively slow. Our heiresses all connected.
Otherwise, we are intended to cause chaos together.
Yes.
What do you want to blow up?
I know.
What other... Where's Lucifer?
Oh, yeah, with that...
We
see,
added
so many.
It's like, is this... That's Hephaestus.
Oh, ooh, you remembered. I don't know why I'm being, like, fucking weird about that.
That's Lucifer.
Lucy.
Oh, yours isn't Scorpio. Cute.
Oh, that's Lilith.
God, I'm stupid.
I feel like every other
moron.
Every other word, we're like, ooh, we're smart. Ooh, we're stupid. Ooh, we're smart.
Okay, maybe the one that looks like a goat with a star on his head.
Oh!
Wow.
Yes.
We got
wow.
It. Okay, yours is an Aquarius, which is so fucking fitting. Next to your part of fortune. It is time for you to go hang out with goats.
I know.
That's what that means. Where's mine? Where'd he go? Where is he?
Where'd he go?
Where is he?
Ooh, yours is in Saggy.
Next to my Mercury and my node.
Ooh, you have natal Mercury retrograde.
I do. So I don't... Like, honestly, Mercury retrograde's not the worst for me.
Yeah.
But, like, every time I've tried to call someone this week, the technology is still like, no.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And you have Mercury and Sag, too. That's cool.
I'm a talker.
I like
loquacious.
This. Yeah, loquacious. That's a good one. Loquacious one.
So your Lilith is in Scorpio with your Pluto. That's also horny.
Yeah. It's in my second house, so that means
gotta work
masturbation.
On that self-love. I was... Okay, I chose not to say masturbation, but you went there, so
Yes, that is what I meant by self-love. Thank you.
I literally read in a Pluto book that if you have Pluto in the second, it means that you masturbate. I mean, everyone fucking, not everyone, but yeah. It literally does mean that too, which is funny. Like, you feel a lot better after masturbate. Like, who doesn't?
It's for endorphins. That's
Yeah.
what you do. What does it mean when Pluto's in your fifth house?
Masturbation.
Get out! Get out! Go home.
I mean, like, fifth house is also the house of romance, so it could technically be that. You are plutonically romantic.
Plutonically.
Yes. I think it's a word.
So, in a creepy way.
No, in a, like, get to the core.
I don't know why I'm biting my chart.
See, that's it. You're exhibiting that
I
behavior.
disagree. I don't think that's indicative of that behavior. I think that's indicative of your Libra bullshit getting to my brain. Oh, okay. Okay. What were we gonna do? We were gonna compare our
We were
charts.
just looking at the asteroids
I love
and
this. Yes.
comparisons
So,
and whatnot. Oh, and you have.
Saturn return. Yeah. I don't know what Lucifer in
No, you have Lilith.
Lilith
You have
in
Li.
Libra. I'm getting them mixed up. What does that mean?
Oh. I don't know.
What
It's
does it mean?
just.
Click on it. Click on it.
It might not have an explanation.
Not to be. See, okay, I was looking for the black moon Lilith, not the asteroid Lilith.
Let's do it.
But this, again, great audio. It's one of these. It's that one or that one.
Do-do-do-do.
One of those
Lilith.
What's the other
Or do you
one?
want black moon? Oh,
That's
this is
the
the white
white moon.
moon.
There's too many theoretical
Weird.
moon
That's
points.
weird.
No, I
Okay.
just want the black moon.
All right. So where is
Oh my god, no! Okay, mine's in Pisces. Yours is also in
Oh
Pisces.
yeah, or some
What does that
Pisces.
mean? Click on it. Click it. Mer, click it. Mer, mer.
It might not have.
It
Oh,
does.
goodness gracious.
Sensitive souls.
Oh, what a sensitive soul you are.
Shy away from deep connections with other people. Oh my god. We're just reading.
I know we're this is not
Sitting here in silence while we read. Love it. Okay. Which, who's housing?
this is your housing.
This is your housing. I can't. But I'm the inner ring. That doesn't make sense.
Well, I don't know. It just says for Hawthorne.
Okay. In the ninth house, you are at odds with society's establishment. I don't know what that means. A goddess in the house of the gods. We were talking about that on the first take. Is
Oh,
that
yeah.
third ninth house axis?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for indulging me.
Then I have mine in my sixth house of health and other things.
So, masturbation again.
Yes,
Okay.
everything leads back to the
I feel
masturbation.
like, do you want to go home, Mer?
No, I'm okay.
You need to take
I
care of
feel like
something?
I feel like I'm doing mental masturbation right now a little bit with like this wordplay sort of thing. So,
So, we've become podcast bros.
yes, a bit.
Oh no. I'm canceled.
Cancelina. I'm just repeating words you say with a little flair. Because that's the
I'm gonna cry.
mode of transportation of my brain right
Okay,
now.
I'm so proud of you. Are we completely devolving? Should we talk about another thing or
Yeah, I mean, do you want to talk about your Saturn return since you technically have had yours like direct and now it's coming
shit.
back? If you
Yeah.
feel like it.
Buy time while I open my laptop.
Okay. Hello. You may recognize me from the past 50 minutes of talking. I'm here to introduce a new product to you called Cream of Chiron. Do you have a wound that just won't stop? This cream may or may not help because it's technically you can't heal the wound. However, it's the cream of the crop.
I really feel bad for Chris, who is trying to listen to a fucking podcast while we are cackling over here.
Oh,
What was that? What was that?
God. I'm in the middle of a commercial. You're being sponsored now. And Cream of Chiron is comprised of 12 different flower essences, as well as mixed with the finest mushroom tincture you can find, baby.com. And for a special introductory offer, we're offering 50 bottles. They also come in baby bottles, which is kind of cool, I think. And very special. You do have to suckle out of it like a baby.
Okay. I have found the information I was looking for. Jesus Christ. I'm so sorry.
5 easy payments of $11.11.
I'm actually peeing right now. I don't agree with this.
An endorsement? No, a product. Money is money, baby, and that's how the world twists and turns.
Stop it.
Okay. That's what happens. You gotta have some fake commercials.
Sometime. Is this what you do on your morning journal recordings? Oh,
gosh. No, it's not quite like that, no. But it should be.
My stomach hurts.
Okay, so... my first exact, we're back.
Okay.
My first exact Saturn return was on April 20th.
Blaze it.
You did that last time. I know. I'm like, oh no, it was 420. I did not blaze it, unfortunately. Yeah, I had just started, I was like a month into my new job, but also the weekend before that we had gone house hunting. Oh, I squeaked really loud. And my next one...
because it's retrograding, so it's going to retrograde back over on June 26th,
mm-hmm.
And then it'll pass one more time over my exact degree next year on January 7th.
So, I don't have any plans for June 26th right now,
mm-hmm.
Besides being vaguely ouchy. I like that you're trying to be, like, you're just nodding and you're trying to be serious, but you're so ready to bust back into Cream of Chiron.
I don't know. I'm like, I'm thinking, oh, my look was like, oh, you were house hunting at that the first Saturn return, mm-hmm. And you are still, and it's still like a...
It's ongoing.
Ongoing. So yeah. It's like, seems like it might be ongoing, but maybe in different ways.
Yeah. The housing market is nonsense this year, so... I was, like, insisting that I wanted to get a house before the end of the year. I don't know if it's going to happen now, but that was wood I knocked on. So, yeah. And my Saturn is in the 8th house, which is, like, sex and death and inheritance. But it also can just be, like, wealth in general and, like, struggling with the tough struggle of being someone who has access to intergenerational wealth. Like, it's so hard. My feelings hurt, and I feel sad sometimes. But yeah, I'm just kind of looking at how that can be put into my community. I also, like, when Saturn was, like, venturing into Aquarius last year, doing this little retrograde thing, like, it was, like, the beginning of shutdown. So I was, like, dealing with stupid food stuff because of stress reactions. So, like, body things is an ongoing process there. And also, like, mutual aid, I think, is part of that as well. Your nodding is so goofy right now.
I'm so sorry.
You're destroying me. We have it's an hour and a half in, and Maria's just gone. We have devolved.
I'm devolved to nodding.
You're the best podcast guest. So, yeah. So all of that, I think, sort of revolves around... bodily things and physical things and the concept of wealth, but just kind of vaguely. But I don't know. You tell me more about the 8th house. You're the house dude.
I'm the house, the housing market. I also just wanted to add in that it's like merging resources with another person. So I feel like buying a house with someone is totally 8th housey.
Commitment.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Commitment. Yeah. I almost nodded again.
Ooh. I have no idea. I'm morally opposed to that. That was weird. Why are you the queen now? Are you
no? I was doing the Beyonce
dance. Okay. I don't know any of the dances.
Are you the queen now?
I just did a little wave.
I just did a little. Yeah, I don't even remember the name of the song. I think it's just called Put a Ring on It.
Is. Or Single like, Ladies.
Yeah, Single Ladies. Single that's ladies. What it is.
We don't know our Beyonce.
No.
We're kicked out of the gay club.
Oh.
Okay. But yes, merging resources. And also, yes. like, I have...
I'm going to remove myself
Thank you.
For a moment because I'm getting really Please confused.
Leave. Please leave. I have a lot of stuff going on. Not in my fourth house, per se, but, like, I have a... Like, series is over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some, like, Juno crap going on. I think there's, like, an aspect to something down here. Anyway, like, there's just a lot of homemaking. When I got my reading with Ash, shout out ashgravity.com, great astrologer, they talked a lot about, like, the concept of making home. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's also, like, yes, I would like to have a property, but also I want to have a place where, like, all my gays can come and camp out. And, like, have big gay weekends on the farm. So that's my hope. But who knows? It's all up in the air right now. It's very stressful. Mm-hmm. That's the sound of my dog licking the floor, as he always does. What are you expecting for your Saturn, Mer?
I mean...
For your return.
I
Do you know when
don't.
Your exact is?
It's, I think, on the... I actually have a chart for it, so I don't know. I'm, like, trying to, like...
But, this, yeah, wow.
Yeah,
this Everything is on one side of the chart.
This is...
Also, we have a lot of asteroids in there, so...
That's, you know what?
We
That's
could clear
true.
Some of those out. But, like, it's all Taurus, Gemini, Aries.
Is this even... Okay, that's not even... I'm just gonna leave them in, because this is
Why?
Gonna take too long.
Oh, my God.
Maybe not.
Oh my God!
I can't look. I can't like
Make a
do
decision.
Things at last minute
Make
here.
A decision, Mer. I don't even disregarding those asteroids. That's everything mm-hmm. is over there. That's beautiful. So the sun will be in Taurus.
Oh yeah.
Let's see, April 26th. You can also blaze it on your Saturn
oh, yeah.
return. And the moon is Pisces.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I will note the sun was in Taurus, moon was in Pisces on the day of my surgery.
Nice.
Oh, Mercury is going to be in Taurus. That's kind of interesting.
That's soothing. Where's Venus? You need that.
Yeah, where
Pisces.
Is...
Pisces.
Ooh, Venus in Pisces. That's pretty.
And Chiron.
Probably
in
still in Aries.
Aries. Always in Aries, babe. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I said babe at that point. But...
Babe.
I Where's... keep drinking beer and burping. I'm so sorry. And Vesta's going to be in Aquarius.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, I'm going to have a Vesta return too, baby.
Oh, fuck. That's your jam.
I said baby and you said babe. That's funny. You opened up the floodgate.
Blame me for
the
this.
Baby.
Blame me.
Ooh, Mars will be in Pisces. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to like figure out what I'll be doing at this time.
You don't
TBH,
even know.
Because like, what even is this?
Now, what are you going to do after you come back from your goat adventure?
I don't know. Well, I've decided to create a longer road trip and visit a friend.
Nice.
And Cali, baby. Sorry. I'm, like, talking. I know that you won't like it, so I do it, which is, like, why am I doing that?
That's hilarious. Please antagonize me. That is all I do to my friends. I deserve this. If you come back talking like a surfer.
I mean, like.
You totally will, though.
I mean, people used to think I was from California.
Can you not? Can you just calm down?
I don't know what this is.
That's catnip. It's nothing to do with the dog.
Okay.
Different creature entirely.
Different critter.
But yeah, like, what are you even doing next year, Mer? What are you doing with your life? What's your direction?
I don't know what my direction is.
Why are we registering us?
I'm thinking, I'm going to try to have a career as an astrologer, potentially. Mm. So I guess that's something. So yeah, ninth house is astrology.
Should
stuff.
You compare this to your natal chart?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is going to be a 2-hour podcast.
I know.
Because we can't shut up.
There's so much to talk about.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to put me as the middle.
Okay.
I'm self-centered. Also, I think you're supposed to put yourself... I think you're supposed to put yourself first when it comes to transits, but...
I have no idea.
I don't... Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sun will be in the 8th house. I'm going to come into some inheritance money.
That'll be interesting.
I hope not, actually. That would be really bad, because that would mean...
Someone's dying.
Death.com, so...
Everything's .com with you.
It's because it's the Saturn and Aquarius generation. We're the .com.
We really are. It's bad. And there's, like, a bunch of Uranus transits lately. I was talking about that
during that great conjunction thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, is Aquarius and Uranus just everywhere? Yes. There's going to be some internet crap go down.
Yes.
Ugh.
I don't even know what I'm looking for.
What time is it?
I know, it's like 5... Oh my god, it's 5:30.
Yeah,
okay.
We've been rambling for a while. That's fine.
Maybe I will put this on the first... Oh, it's a Cancer rising chart. This just looks so nuts.
I don't know how to feel about that. That's also how all of last spring looked, though.
Yeah.
Like, all the inner planets were just in Taurus at the same time, and then in Gemini at the same time.
This is extra.
Extra, extra. I don't have much to say besides...
So where will Saturn be?
Heck. Well, it will be in Aquarius, you goon.
No, I mean, like, which house for this chart? It'll be in my eighth house.
Along with the sun?
The sun will be in my 11th.
Oh, I thought you said 8th before. I'm very confused.
Oh, it was... I switched the...
Oh, okay.
I'm being confusing because I switched the...
There's too many numbers.
The chart.
In Greek. Yeah. So, yeah...
So yeah, I know it's hard to know what I'm even like looking at.
It's just a bunch of nonsense.
I guess like, oh, my MC or the MC of the world will be in my 9th house,
yeah,
or whatever.
What does that mean?
Or no, that means that could be good for a career in astrology,
gotcha,
sort of thing. And so I'm like looking at all these 9th house planets.
Oh yeah, in Pisces, that is pretty woodly woo.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sun in the 11th, so like working with people.
Yeah. Part of fortune in the 11th.
Yeah, that's nice.
I just learned about part of fortune, so I'm very excited about it existing.
Yes. Yeah. I don't really know that much about it other than it has the word fortune in it. In part.
It's a mathematical point.
Oh.
It's supposed to represent an indication of where your success will be.
Ah, that makes sense.
Can we compare mine to my Saturn thing? I honestly may not even include this in the final recording.
That's fine. Spoilers, I know, we're just kind of... We really are.
This is fine.
So, your return to your chart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Friend. Hofthorn. Hofthorn comma surgery.
Yeah, I know.
Adventure comma goat.
I know.
You're hilarious.
I try. Well, actually, I don't try. Sometimes I try. It has to be a new one. Yeah, I don't think I have your Saturn return.
You do not.
Hofthorn Sat.
Where?
On the return.
No.
Okay,
I got the exact.
Oh, yeah. What's the exact? Oh, yeah.
It's 420.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How could I possibly forget?
At 2:30 a.m.
Oh, wow. Whoopsie doodle.
Whoopsie doodle.
And that was this year. Or was it last year?
That was this year.
Okay. And this year is 2021. And the time was 2:31?
2:30 a.m.
Oh, 2:30. Okay. And that is in this unnamed town.
I just put Madison as the same latitude.
Oh, well, that works.
Whatever. Murray is a bastard, man.
I know. All Murrays are bastards.
Are they? I don't know any Murrays besides you. Everything was in Taurus. What does it mean? What house was the Saturn in?
Okay, so this is... So your chart is in the...
Yeah, you gotta switch them.
In the Hawthorne return. I didn't even put Saturn. The Hawthorne return.
Capricorn. Again, with the Capricorns.
Cap rising.
Where's Saturn?
So you have Saturn in Aqua, so it's in your second house.
Aquarius. Interesting. Oh my gosh. No. Sorry, I was like, no, that's when I told my therapist I wanted to get top. But that was March of 2020.
Wow. Yeah. That is a time.
That was a time. I was like, oh, I'm home alone and I'm sad about everything, so I'm just going to... Trying to change my body to solve my problems.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
You know. That's what you do. I have a very minor, like, thing like that. I know I'm going through something because I decided to straighten my hair.
Oh, no.
It's like, why?
But the curls.
I know, they still... It's really hard to actually straighten it.
That's why we're buddies.
Mm-hmm.
We're very Scottish together.
Mm-hmm. Scatonia. Okay, what were we? I'm being.
Get this classicism out of here.
I'm being like.
Are the moons like the same?
Oh yeah, what's happening here?
Look at the moons.
Oh yeah, moon and Leo.
Why are they so close? What does that mean?
So you had your lunar return during that, during your Saturn return.
Don't you have a lunar return like every month?
Mm-hmm. But still, it's cool that it happened at the same time. But it's not exact.
The fortunes are close. Which
I can't. Oh yes, yeah, they are close.
In the 10th house. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I was starting a new job.
Libra.
Fuck Libra.
I have to laugh. And Jupiter was in Libra too.
That's my natal chart.
Oh. Well, it was in Jupiter.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't.
My natal Jupiter and my IC is in Jupiter.
Oh yeah. So oh, you have Jupiter on the IC too. I'm just a big
homebody. Yeah. Is that lucky? Am I secure?
You have to ask, and I don't think so.
Oh lordy,
I don't know. It can. I mean, Jupiter is like technically a benefic, but it also can be chaotic and make everything really big.
Okay, I'm gonna end this recording.
Okay.
I'm gonna add a flag. Okay. So. I might trim some of that stuff, but I want to say thank you for coming and sharing your astrology words. Do you have any parting goodness for us for this upcoming eclipse season?
Hold on, baby. It's a wild ride.
I've lost them. At like minute 52, they just lost it. I love this. All right.
I've been at Mercury's name.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, thank you again for joining me and for redoing this with me. This is dorky. If this one messes up, I give up. We're just going to have to publish some weird crap.
Yeah, but thanks for having me on. It's fun. I like being silly and talking about serious stuff, too, which is...
Yep.
Yeah, yep. Wow. I truly cannot say, like, a serious thing at this moment.
Can you drive home okay? Are you going to make it?
I think so.
Okay. Alrighty, till next time, babies.